Bonjour à toutes et à tous, on se retrouve aujourd'hui pour la semaine des langues sur la radio Clairefontaine. Au programme, il y aura deux présentations des élèves du lycée pour vous faire voyager à travers l'univers des langues, en anglais et en espagnol. Alors, en anglais, nous retrouverons quelques élèves qui vont partager avec vous leur point de vue à propos de l'environnement personnel et scolaire au lycée de nos jours. Puis en espagnol, un petit poème suivi de la chanson Guantanamera pour conclure l'émission.
First of all, disability is a physical or mental condition that limits a person's movement, sense, or activities. It's also a term for impairment, activity limitation, and participation restriction. That occurs when people suffer from disadvantage and are unable to secure these rights. Most of the time, disabled people experience social exclusion. It's the lack or denial of resources, rights, goods, and services, and the inability to participate in the normal relationships and activity available to the majority of people in a society, whether in an economical, social, cultural, or political arena. It affects both of the quality of life of individual and the equity and cohesion of society as a whole. You can see such thing at school, at the workplace, in life in general, and it's a dark cycle. Sadly, their access to work, education, services, food, shopping, and social cultural activities are restricted. This exclusion is in a form of discrimination that reinforces disadvantage and affect people's self-perception, self-esteem, and self-confidence, and cause the exclusion due to their difference. Low income associated with unemployment, it reduces social networks, and income associated with ill health, low education attainment. Disabled people are among the most low paid because disability and perception of ability can reduce unemployment opportunities for disabled people. With the education, the exclusion predicts adult employment and earning, plus it impacts their health, civic participation, interaction skills, and motivation. Moreover, it causes depression. About the housing, they have poor housing, it contributes to poor health and well-being. Housing is affected by its costs and people's low income level of pay and unemployment experienced by disabled people can result in poor living conditions. All of this impacts the physical or mental health upon employment, housing, income, and access to service and social network. But hopefully, there are laws that try to decrease the exclusion, such as ADA, and if we just respect these laws and disabled people, the things might change for the best. Thanks for listening to my speech, and now I will let you with an opinion sharing.
Radio Clairefontaine.
It's not your label, wake
use
up.
Your brain.
Mental health matters.
We're high schoolers, we're still young. We spend most of our time at school, and do you think it is okay for us to feel so bad about our studies?
We agree with you that education is important, but the way you want to highlight it is sometimes pressing your ears too much. On the one hand, having good grades is important. Yeah, we are aware that we are lucky to have access to education, so we must give it the importance it deserves. But on the other hand, balance is important, so school has to understand that mental health has the right to have the same importance as grades.
If we ask 10 students about how they feel concerning the educative system, more than half of them will say that they care more about grades than well-being, because the school teaches them to. The only things in their mind become school, school, school. There's no more issues. Some teachers think that their subject is the only one. For students, their sleep time is not regular. They don't have time anymore for their own self.
Yes, like the school doesn't really care about our mental health. The pressure with the homeworks, the exams, the program, the system, I want to say. They don't care if you feel bad, like it's hard. It's very hard to bear the pressure they put on our shoulders. For them, all that matters is just that the grades, like it's good grades or nothing.
Actually, many students are probably struggling about homeworks, exams and finals, and obviously most of them are mentally drained and tired, but we don't talk enough about it. It's different for every student because it's most of the time different cases for anyone. But school is always prioritizing results, grades and exams and minimizing what do students feel about it. As Kalu said, we spend most of our time at school, but we don't actually have support to face that situation.
Do not get us wrong though, believe me, we're 100% grateful about the fact that we're able to afford a good education, and especially in such a prestigious school, but as Anushka said, balance is essential for teenagers like us, who barely even know and found themselves. As a CVL member, I think that including a psychologist in the school would help the students so much, because whenever we talk about it to an adult, they constantly minimize the way we feel and disapprove our sentiments. Always here is you're too young for that, or you can be tired already, it's just a phase.
And also, including psychologists in the school would help students who don't have the courage to ask their parents to see a personal work.
They all say that school is good for us, it brings knowledge, education and many other things. But I think if our mental health is not good, like, it will not help us a lot, right? We'll just go nowhere.
So, teachers, members and responsible of our school lives, and maybe administration, we count on you to take account about that issue we don't talk enough. We hope you all, teacher as student, receive our message. Take care of yourself and put your mental health first.
Mental health matters!
Radio Clairefontaine.
Hola, bienvenidos al poema del día. Soy Daniel
y Cassia. Hoy, el grillo y la luna. Un grillo cantaba, cri cri muy contento,
mirando a la luna en el firmamento.
Cri cri le cantaba, eres la más bella.
Y la luna reía junto a las estrellas.
Cri cri le cantaba, eres tan hermosa.
Y la luna brillaba creyéndose diosa.
Gracias.
One Guantanamera, qui signifie de Guantanamo au féminin, ou Guajira Guantanamera, est une guajira, une chanson lente cubaine, composée entre 1928 et 1929 par José Fernández Díaz, dit Joséito Fernández. Considérée comme la chanson cubaine la plus connue, elle fait aussi partie des chansons les plus reprises dans le monde. Elle est également utilisée comme l'équivalent d'un symbole national. Aujourd'hui, nous vous proposons l'interprétation de l'une des icônes des artistes italiens, Zucchero, Vamos Guantanamera.
Nous vous remercions de nous avoir écoutés. En espérant que vous avez appris de nouvelles choses, nous vous invitons à venir nous trouver pour discuter du sujet abordé aujourd'hui. Vous pouvez retrouver notre intervention sur le site du lycée dans la rubrique de la Clairefontaine. Sur ce, nous vous disons merci beaucoup, thank you so much,
Muchas gracias. Dankeschön. Im Sojabezak.